This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackey and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackey and Judd.
All right, dudes. Here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And listeners, if you want to participate, like our guy Caleb is about to, you can send us a message through the Score North app. All right. Let's start with the accountability session here. We'll start with Judd Zolgad. You had one thing come off the board, Judd, and it was a long ball. I don't think this was likely, but it was a possibility. You said a few months back the Twins will trade Luis Arraez this offseason.
All right.
There's some buzz, but I don't know that it was ever, like I said, likely that this was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, reigning AL batting champions don't often get traded. In fact, I think the last one to be traded was the Twins traded Crew.
Really?
It's been, I think that's 40, last time.
40-some years.
Silver Sluggers, man. I mean, those guys have been the big bats.
Years. Okay, so you're back in the home run column there. I had a rough week. I had a four-game division round parlay that went sideways with one of them. The Chiefs, Niners, Bengals, and Giants would win their games. I thought there might be an upset. Taking a flyer there. Probably not, in retrospect, the best prediction I've ever made. So within a week after losing in the playoffs, Cam Dantzler will tweet something cryptic. And I don't know. I think I said we'll post something cryptic on social if we really wanted to go review the tape. He hasn't tweeted anything since like August.
Yeah.
But maybe we can get a ruling here. A couple weeks back, he posted, it was like a few photos of himself in a Vikings uniform. Where's the... no one leave a comment on this? Maybe he locked comments or something. But then the last, it was like one of those where you post four photos on an Instagram slideshow. The caption is loading, ... And it's a screenshot of a text message from God.
Oh, okay.
Your comeback is going to be swift, complete, and stronger than you ever imagined. I am catapulting you into destiny. It's a little cryptic, but I think it's more just like inspirational. He's saying, I was injured and had a weird season. So,
yeah. And I think he disappeared at the end of the season entirely because of what the team termed a family matter of some sort. Yeah. So, yeah, the whole thing's sort of weird.
It's borderline. I'm not going to fight it, though. It's not really cryptic.
But he didn't scrub all the Viking stuff from his and tweet that like that.
No.
Or and put that on the Insta.
Nope.
All right.
No, yeah, he's still
that would have. I think if he had scrubbed his Viking stuff and then put something cryptic like that, sort of, it'd be a lot more like, oh, something's going on.
Like Zadarius. Didn't Zadarius scrub all the Viking stuff?
That's what you told me.
Let's check her out. Let's just
I believe
verify.
What you yes. tell me.
Yeah, I believe that happened.
Zalarius. Smith 55 here. Okay. Oh, it's a private. What? It's a private account?
Well,
213 followers. Oh, zero posts. So he did scrub all the posts, made his account private. Three-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro Zadarius Smith. Although it does say Purple People Eaters 2.0, hashtag Skull. So he got rid of all the photos, but he didn't get rid of the Vikings reference in his bio.
Okay. What sense does that make?
I don't know. Sometimes these guys just start from zero on their social. And
all right.
We could probably all learn a lesson that way. All right, listeners. Jake said a four divisional round parlay. Eagles win, Chiefs win, Bills win, Cowboys win.
Couple wrong there, huh?
Santi said a former professional athlete who consistently appears on Bally Sports North will be fired or quit by January 1st. I don't think that happened.
Not to my knowledge.
Gigi Marvin left after last season, right? But she wasn't, I don't think she...
She was not fired. I was,
professionally.
No, she was not fired. I asked actually about that one.
Yeah, she quit, right?
Does it count?
Not be fired.
It said fired or quit.
Did she walk away?
Why did she leave?
Okay. And did she play professionally for like the Whitecaps?
She did play professionally. I actually asked about this like not too long ago.
Declan insiding on TV. Yep. I love it. Way to go, Dex.
So I heard she left the country. I have that from someone. That she no longer lives in the United States, and she's unsure if she's playing hockey again in Europe, but she does no longer live in Minnesota.
When was this prediction made? Do we remember?
Boy, where old Macadac doesn't always keep
date log
the dates of all the predictions unless it's necessary. But sometime, like, who was this, Santi? Let me find this. Okay, so this was in the summer, like last summer. Because he also made like a Kirk Cousins like preseason prediction. Actually, you know what? This was like in the spring. He made this prediction before the Wild Boston the playoffs. So
well, then I think if she counts,
we're gonna count. Let's count it.
In good faith.
Count it. All right.
This prediction was made in good faith. Then
and let's get. So I guess it'd be a home run then, right? Gigi Marvin. I think it's a home run. We're gonna give him a home run on this one.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It definitely counts.
Yeah, it counts.
And then Ali also had a home run. He said the Twins would trade for another pitcher sometime in the last two weeks. He was putting a two-week time window on it, and they did. Nice job. All right, Declan had a really nice week here. Nice. Declan, you said, well, first you said no kicker will miss an extra point in the divisional round.
Oh, God, it was so
so close on that one. So close. You said the Eagles and Niners would win their respective divisional round games. Cody Rhodes would return at the Rumble, unless he like gets hit by a car this week. He's going to return at the Rumble. And then I think this is a home run. You said the Twins will sign or acquire a pitcher with at least 90 major league starts between like a week ago and the end of the month. So it was a time constraint and innings
that's a home run.
Games constraint. So a nice work there from Declan, who's up to 413 on the season. He's 80 points ahead of Judd at 333. I'm at 276. Listeners at 266, but they have 22 home runs because of the one that we just retroed. And then Declan has 17 home runs to my 15 to Judd's 11. So there's your accountability session. Let's get Caleb in here making his first appearance ever on Write That Down. What's going on, Caleb? How you doing today?
Good. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. When did you become a Minnesota sports fan?
Well, I'm fairly young, so I'm only 20, well, about to be 29 years old. So my first memories of Minnesota sports when I actually cared was, you know, around the time with Kevin Garnett, Latrell Sprewell, Sam Cassell, that kind of era, yes. As far as basketball and then football. I remember Dante Culpepper in that era, but my first big letdown from Minnesota sports was the 2009 NFC Championship game. I can still hear Joe Buck's voice in my head right now, you know, saying, you know, Garrett Hartley sends the Saints to the Super Bowl at that last minute kick, whatever it was. And I remember just sitting there with my head between my knees, and I'm pretty sure I cried. So that was tough. But I have fond memories of Minnesota sports, and you know, I've never seen any of our teams ever make it even to a championship game. So it sucks.
The worst part, too, about that call, the Garrett Hartley, is that was the intro to the next Madden game. So every time I fired up Madden 11, it's Joe Buck's call of Garrett Hartley about to kick the field goal. So that was salt on the wound.
Yeah, it hurt. I was, I think, in ninth grade, and I just sat there and cried. It sucked.
The 98 season was sort of this for me as a young fan, and I went back and exercised a few demons over the weekend. I can't remember what night it was, like Friday or Saturday night, late before going to bed. And I just fired up YouTube and searched for night. I wanted to watch a 1998 Vikings game that wasn't the NFC Championship game. And so I landed on, I think it was, It was a Ravens game. It was Vikings-Ravens. And I can't remember if it was prime time or just like a late afternoon start on CBS. But Gary Anderson kicked like four field goals in that game. There were three kick return touchdowns in the first quarter of that game, two by the Ravens and one by the Vikings. And it was in Baltimore. But Gary Anderson broke the all-time consecutive made field goals record that Fuad Rivez had set. Like, he made like 33 consecutive field goals dating back to the previous year. And so the whole game was like, oh my God, this, he's already a Hall of Famer. And now look at the season he's having. And the Vikings actually wound up going for it. It would have been like a 46 or 45 yard field goal. But because he's Gary Anderson and he couldn't kick that far, like, they only had him kicking field goals that were like 42 yards and in. But I remember everyone was very high on Gary Anderson,
which at that time was not unusual. Like, yeah. That's the weird thing is, like, the notion now, and it's correct, you know, 55-yard field goal, try it. There was a long time when you never tried a 55-yard field goal unless you absolutely had to.
Especially outside, yeah.
Seems like it's been a problem for, well, seems like ever. So, I don't know.
Yes. Miss... Oh, it has been.
And then we send them away, and they do great, like the guy in Oakland. I can't remember his name.
Daniel Carlson.
Yes, Carlson. You know, he's awesome, so.
Yeah, head coach got a little mad after a game there.
Write this down.
Said that they need him anymore. Okay, Caleb, we're going to start with you. We'll make three trips around the room. Caleb, Judd, Declan, me. The predictions must be quantifiable. Otherwise, pretty much anything goes here. So
write that down.
What's your first prediction?
All right, write this down. I think three home runs today. So write this down. Brian Asamoah will be a starter. And not only will he start, but he will lead the team in tackles in 2023-24 season.
I like the parlay. So he'll start, we'll say he starts week one, or he is considered a starter if he's like, there's some leeway there. If he's hurt week one, but he comes back as a starter, and then he leads the team in tackles. Okay.
Write that down.
Judd?
All right. The Timberwolves will move D'Angelo Russell by the February 9th NBA trade deadline.
Mm.
This is a home run because it probably won't happen. But I just feel like something has to give here. I don't think that they are now going to fire the coach, but every time they start to get something right, something goes wrong. D'Angelo is going to walk. I'm just going to say this. Conley's going to move him before the February 9th deadline.
Okay. There's an interesting report out there from Zach Lowe that they may not move him. Zach Lowe said in his podcast this week, he's also been just playing lights out. He's probably playing the best he's played as a Timberwolf.
That's why.
Contract year, trade deadline.
That's why I would trade him. But you know what? Zach Lowe, Zach Schmoll. You're talking to Judd Zolgad, a leader in reckless speculation, NBA. Target Center's right down the street from me, basically.
Reckless speculation.
Amazing. All right, Dex.
All right, I'll make a similar prediction from last week, but I'll make my Super Bowl prediction. Eagles and Bengals in the Super Bowl. Write it down. Eagles win, Bengals win. Eagles versus Bengals in the Super Bowl. Write it down.
I feel like a third 49ers-Bengals Super Bowl would be, I don't know. I guess it's been like 30 years since the last one, 1990. But those teams met once in the early 80s and once in the early 90s. Poor Bengals. They just can't catch up.
Right, second game was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to give you guys I'll give you this one, actually. Start with a Twins prediction. Write this down. Michael Taylor will play more, I'll say, games in center field than Byron Buxton. More games in center field than Byron Buxton. I don't know about innings.
I thought about this one.
More
but I
games.
Think he'll play more games in center field than Byron Buxton.
That's easy.
Does it count if you're a substitute and like you enter the, okay.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Is it, it's got to be, I don't know, you tell me if it's a home run. It's got to be on the fence. Caleb says it's a home run. He's not the starting center fielder, but Buxton gets hurt all the time.
Right. It's borderline home run.
I think if we were to look, like, Buxton, I think, has a clear chance to do this, but we can decide later.
Yeah, let's decide it.
We'll decide later.
If it takes place, okay?
Write it down. You like
let's table this.
Down.
Yeah,
sounds good. All right, back to Caleb.
The pause button.
All right, my second prediction is, write this down. The Vikings will draft one of these four players in the 2023 NFL draft.
Nice.
Jackson Smith Njigba, wide receiver from Ohio State. Quentin Johnston, wide receiver from TCU. Joey Porter Jr., cornerback from Penn State. or Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida.
Wow, dude. Wow. The speculation is off the charts right now.
Reckless speculation.
Which one do you want them to draft?
You know, I agree with a lot of your guys' Kirk takes. I think he'll be here for another year. I think you either get one later in the draft or next year. So I would like them to take another receiver to kind of be the Robin to JJ's Batman. And I would like the JSN from Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, cheap plug, Thor Nystrom gave us a super deep dive into deep threat wide receivers on yesterday's Purple Daily. So he literally, he was going into like, he might've been just making up names for all we know, but he went like deep into the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds.
You got from Princeton.
Some random dude from Princeton. He says it's going to be a household name soon enough through the combine process.
I hope he's right.
Yeah. Be fun.
Write this down.
All right. Back over to Judd.
Sticking on the Timberwolves theme, after talking and doing the bonus scoop session yesterday with our guy Doogie, Karl-Anthony Towns' return to the Wolves won't happen until March. He's going to miss at least another month. At some point in March, he'll come back. But he's not going to come back in February. So Karl-Anthony Towns won't return until March.
Some of this, too, it's like, God, they got to get him. Kyle and I talked about this on Flagrant Howls yesterday. They're in such a weird spot because they can't bring everyone back that's on this year's team. Naz Reid's a free agent. Jalen Noel hasn't really played that well, but he's a free agent. D'Lo's a free agent.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels are up for contract extensions. That'll be Ant's going to get like a rookie scale max. Jaden will get something. And so they have to account for that money in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have to make a decision, for instance, on trading Naz Reid. Because if you don't trade Naz Reid, he'll just walk and go sign somewhere potentially. If you can't, he's going to say, well, you guys have committed to Gobert and Towns, so I'm not going to, I'd like to go play starter minutes and get some money somewhere. But if you had it in your head that you were going to trade Karl-Anthony Towns this summer, you might be more likely to keep Naz Reid. But you don't know because Towns hasn't played in 2 months. So they're going to have to make some decisions on guys like Naz and D'Lo before they've really gotten a great feel for what Cat looks like with the new point Ant. And
I totally trust them, though. They'll do the right thing.
Absolutely.
I totally, no question. Whatever you guys want to do, you do. You have such a great track record.
I love it. Tim Connelly just walks in here, 5 minutes, nukes the whole thing.
Right,
it's ridiculous.
Down.
And now we can't find him.
Yeah, when's the last time he spoke publicly to the media or anything?
I saw he was on, I want to say, on CCO with Chad Hartman months ago, a few months ago, after things started to go sour. But okay. I don't think I've seen him quoted since.
I love it. We've got a guy running the Vikings and a guy running the Timberwolves that just are like afraid of the local media.
They got bunkers.
Oh my God. You know, you might, Jim Rich from Fox 9 might ask you a tough question or something.
Meanwhile, maybe Bill Guerin comes on Judd's Hockey Show anytime we ask him to.
Actually, right. You know what? That reminds
you?
Me, Dex. Okay. Yes. Got to get him back.
Make
on.
That happen. All right. We're back to Declan here, I believe.
Yeah, actually, speak of the devil, I'll make a Minnesota Wild prediction. Write this down. Matt Dumba will be traded in the month of February. So the trade deadline is actually in March for the in the NHL. But I'm being specific enough here. I'm going to say Matt Dumba will be traded in February. He was scratched a couple times, returned to the lineup yesterday, trying to build up some value. I think a trade's probably going to go down in the next few weeks here, and I think it happens in the month of February once they kind of get to a floor of an offer. So Matt Dumba will be traded in the month of February. Write it down.
What are they going to get for him?
Not much. Not much. Probably
so
a low
many
level
rumors
pick.
Like two or three See years this? Ago, there was all this.
It's a hockey thing. Puck. Yeah, They'll get might. A bag of these at the rate they're going.
Yeah. What could they have gotten like 2 or 3 years ago when the Dumba rumors initially started?
High first round pick. Like a first or a second round pick. Legit player back probably. Now it's, if you could get a fifth, I would be shocked.
Why? What's up with our franchises here? The Vikings, the Wild, you know, the Twins have been guilty of this for not as much recently, but the Twins used to do this all the time where they would just ride instead of trading Delman after one big season. Like, no, this is the new Delman. This is the new Sano. Let's give him an extension. No, trade, sell high on guys that are not, you know, integral to your future.
I think Delman is the first time, Phil, that you actually got mocked. Because you said, right?
With like Patrick in my life
time,
or?
No, for a take.
It's kind of broad.
I think the Delman take was your first take that got really mocked.
That was
Why'd
back,
you trade him?
It was after the 2010 season. Yeah, so yeah. Royce and I, our first year doing our radio show together was 2010. And I said that winter, I said, the first thing I would do is sell high on Dalvin Young. Zero chance. Like, and I think having covered that team, I kind of knew that he wasn't exactly the most devoted guy off the field.
What do you like to do, Dalvin?
Drank.
We asked him on a live radio show one time at Twins Fest. We used to do like live shows at Twins Fest when we carried the Twins games on 1500 ESPN. So it was like the most painful 15-minute interview ever.
I watched this live.
You were in the crowd for this?
I was in the crowd for this as a young high school kid watching Phil Mackey do this interview. Fun fact.
He did not want to be on stage and do this interview, but we had a 15-minute slot that was live on the radio. And the Twins, it's like for the Twins, it's a 15-minute slot to promote one of their best players and stuff. And he kept giving like three-word answers. And finally someone said, all right, so Dalvin, what do you like to do, you know, when you're, you know, you get an off day or whatever? And he goes, drink. Like, okay, guy.
I think it was more of drank. He really drank. It wasn't just drink in like a period. It was like drink. Drink. Yeah. Like typed it all
and
out.
Jacqueline said, "I'm a young guy. That sounds like a great career.
I aspire
to be like that."
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's keep riding that guy in the middle of our order as a franchise.
You like riding things
cornerstone.
Down.
Okay. All right, we back to me or Dick?
Yes.
Would you? Okay.
Back to you.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a quarterback carousel parlay here. I'm going to tell you where two of the top available quarterbacks are going to land. Tom Brady, Raiders. Derek Carr, Jets. Tied together as a parlay because I want this to be a home run. So Tom Brady to the Raiders, Derek Carr to the Jets. I think the Raiders, there's some buzz that, like, would the Raiders maybe trade for Rodgers and pair him back up with Devontae? The Raiders just gave up all that capital for Devontae. They're not going to then give up, like, two more first-round picks for Rodgers.
I agree.
If you could sign Brady or trade for Rodgers, you probably just sign Brady for 1 year, right?
Well, and plus Josh McDaniels would be his head coach there, and they've got a lot of history in New England together. Yes. It makes a ton of sense.
And then and maybe the Jets give you – I don't know, a second-round pick or third-round pick for Derek Carr or something like that. And bada-bing, bada-boom.
Okay. Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, Caleb, what's your third and final prediction?
All right, write this down. The Vikings will sign at least one starter in each level of the defense in free agency. So one, at least one D lineman, at least one linebacker, and at least one defensive back. And they have to be from free agency. Okay. I really like... For the record, I really like Cameron Sutton and Byron Murphy as corners to hopefully come. I'm cool with giving them long-term deals. They're younger guys. So I don't know, maybe break that down on Purple Daily or something.
Oh,
some
yeah.
guys that we can get. But
the free agent lists are going to be they're going to be on the horizon here pretty soon for sure. Yeah.
So it's one guy though who's going to be, or it's three guys who are going to be opening day starters then, right?
Correct.
Like a defensive lineman, a linebacker, a
corner. At least one, and they have to come from free agency.
Okay. Gotcha. I like it. All right. Great stuff here, Caleb. Since you've got this life-changing platform right now on Mackie and Judd, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this point?
Oh, I got a list. I'll thank my wife. She puts up with me. You know, every night she comes into the room, not every night, but most nights. Can we watch something else, you know, instead of sports? So, you know, she puts up with me. My daughter,
honey.
Lila, she's
no,
seven
we must
old.
Watch this Flyers game on NHL.
My daughter, Lila. She's 7 months. Hopefully she has a lifelong enjoyment of sports and Minnesota sports in general. Thank my dad for putting me on to Mackie and Judd. And my mom for giving birth to me. and then I'd thank my dog, JJ. He's a good boy.
Who's a good boy,
JJ.
A
little Justin Jefferson action. I like it.
Yeah, he's actually – we got him from a shelter, and that was his name when we got him. And I'm like, gosh, that's funny. And, you know, so he runs around the yard, and my wife and I call him Jay Jets.
There was another dog named Troy Williamson there, too, that was just a little less appealing.
Working
he tried to play fetch with him,
yeah,
and the ball just kind of bounces
fetch.
Off the side of his mouth.
He was fast, but he couldn't catch. And then my wife will say, what about the cat? So I got to thank my cat Nala. So
can't forget the cat.
That's what I got for you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show.
Love it, man. Great awesome stuff, Caleb. We'll get you on again sometime for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Judd, before we get to the rest of these predictions, tell the audience about Finch Home Solutions and how they can make your life, maybe they're the final piece to your life's puzzle, Finch Home Solutions.
Yep. So Finch does a great job of taking care of any of the electrical problems in your home. In fact, Cody was here last week at my house because I got some projects. I got a downstairs light that's out. I've got some two-pronged outlets that I want to turn into three-prong. And guess what? Cody came in, and here's the best part. So he told me that you can do this, and it was pretty expensive, but then he came back with, or we can do that. And so he gave me choices because, look, most of us have no idea. It's like with a car. We have no idea what they're talking about. So we're like, if you tell me $5,000, what am I going to do? Well, the great thing about Finch Home Solutions is they're honest, they're upfront, and you can consider them your guys and gals then when it comes to electrical problems because they are going to shoot straight. FinchHomeSolutions.com, FinchHomeSolutions.com, or you can call them 612-357-2604, 612-357-2604. But again, Finch Home Solutions is going to be upfront. They're going to be honest. They're going to give you options. And that is what you are looking for when it comes to things like electrical issues.
And a shout out to our friends at St. Thomas University, the sports department. It's Division One now, Division One basketball, Division One hockey. You can find all of these games on 1500 ESPN. And if you're interested in actually attending, very, very family-friendly price tickets to go watch Tommy basketball and Tommy's hockey at TommySports.com. That's TommySports.com. All right, Judd, your final prediction.
Write this down.
All right, my third and final prediction comes off last night's Wild game as Ryan Hartman continued to struggle and take dumb penalties. He has not been scratched yet. That's going to be rectified Thursday against the Flyers. Ryan Hartman will be scratched for Thursday's game against the Flyers at XL Energy Center. If you can scratch Matt Dumba for two games, you sure as hell can scratch Hartman. The amount of stupid penalties is just off the charts, so he will be scratched.
Okay. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Dex. All right, one more Royal Rumble prediction for me. Because I got the Royal Rumble this weekend. Very excited for the Royal Rumble. Phil and I will be, I'm sure, texting each other all the dumb wrestling things while our beloveds will ask each other, why are you guys in depth of texting wrestling facts to one another on a late Saturday evening? But that's what we do. So write it down. I'll make a women's Royal Rumble prediction here. Rhea Ripley will be the winner or the runner-up in the women's Royal Rumble. I think she's probably going to win it, but I don't want to also get burned. So I'm going to say,
what do you think about Rhea Ripley's chances to win the Royal Rumble?
I've been debating this.
Nightmare.
I like her. She's got some attributes, some strengths as a wrestler, but I don't think so.
Interesting.
I think it's going to be somebody else. I got to think about who it's going to be, though.
Yeah, who, though? But who, you know, so many. There's 29 other women.
Like, give me some of the options. Give me some of the options.
No, Bailey. What do you think about Bailey?
Oh, I like Bailey a lot. Just solid meat and potatoes wrestler.
Actually, that's kind of true. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
She's pretty good.
I figure with that name, sounds meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
I like Bailey.
Okay, I'll make a Royal Rumble prediction.
All right.
I'll make a Royal Rumble. Okay. I think, you know, wrestling predictions, it's tough for them to be home runs because, you know, there's information out there and stuff. But so these probably can't be home runs. But I will give you one that I think is kind of a home run. Stone Cold Steve Austin will enter the men's Royal Rumble. He will be one of the participants in the men's Royal Rumble. Dude, Stone Cold? So he came back last year for the first time in 20 years, wrestled a match at WrestleMania. Looked pretty damn good. He's like in his mid-50s. He has gotten jacked in the last 10 months.
Well, did you see
some speculation he might have another match or two with him?
The latest rumor, and I believe Sean Rapp reported this, and Judd, Sean Rapp is like the Woj of wrestling information. Probably the best, or no, maybe
Sean,
not.
Is it Sean Sapp?
Sean Sapp. Right, he's like a Tom Pelissero, Ian Rapoport of wrestling.
Yeah, Sean Ross Sapp, I think, is who you're going for.
He reported that Stone Cold turned down a match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Wow.
He was offered a match with Brock Lesnar, and he turned it down. But yeah, he has been working out. Stone Cold has. He has been working.
I would
out.
Be more Brock interested. Again. Oh, yeah, Brock. Brock always comes back.
Yeah, he was back on Monday for the first time, and he was off television for like a month, maybe, but he was back on Monday Night Raw this last week.
Oh, I didn't realize he was back. Okay.
Yeah, he's just, they pay him like $500,000 for every appearance or something. He just comes in to help jack TV ratings.
Where does Brock live now?
I think he lives in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Unlike some farm that's isolated, mm-hmm. right, or something weird?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no eye contact.
Yep.
No eye contact. But then every once in a while, he'll just like go to a Gopher wrestling meet or something.
Yeah.
and he'll just be at like Stubborn Herbs.
Just
spotted on campus.
Per Action Network, who, yes, does have Royal Rumble odds, which I absolutely love. Our friends on Purple Props that we use. Stone Cold has the fifth best odds to win the Royal Rumble.
Oh, to win the Royal Rumble. Inside information.
And then you're it would be a Stone Cold versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the Rock plays a part. Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Roman Reigns has been around forever now.
He has been. Yeah, he's been around since 2008 Vikings training camp.
Yeah. I covered him in that training camp.
It'd be kind of fun to go back. Like, okay, in 15 years, this guy is going to be world famous and among the best to ever do what he does for a living. But it won't be football. The Vikings have had Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Roman Reigns. Didn't they have somebody else, too? Yeah. I feel like they had another guy, too.
There's another one that's probably floating around there.
I mean, insane. If you guys don't know, how the hell am I going to know?
We'll look it up. All right, those are your predictions. Every week, the only show in America that actually puts stats next to our predictions. We do a football-centric version on Purple Daily. So check us out over there. And please click the subscribe button and the like button on the Score North YouTube channel if you want this daily Minnesota sports fodder injected into your feed. We'll see you tomorrow.